Beautiful song, and it is amazing, isn't it? Amen. To think the King of Glory would come to live within us. It's an amazing, amazing thing. Psalm 106 again. Psalm 106. Preached this morning about Psalm 106, and then tonight as well. And this morning, talking about God remembering us. Verse 4, Remember Me, O Lord, was the title of this morning's message. And then tonight, just a little different idea about remembering Psalm 106 and really what Psalm 106 is all about. Psalm 106:6, it says, We have sinned with our fathers, we have committed iniquity, we have done wickedly. Our fathers understood not thy wonders in Egypt, they remembered not the multitude of thy mercies, but provoked him at the sea, even at the Red Sea. Now, verse 6 is the way it is because of the first part of verse 7. They remembered not the multitude of thy mercies. We've sinned, we've committed iniquity, we've done wickedly. Why do we do those things? Well, because we forgot. Why would a Christian do anything like that? Why would someone who is a child of God, why would we do those things? Well, it's because we forget what God's done for us. Verse 13, it says, They soon forgat His works. They waited not for His counsel. Again, they forgot what God did. Verse 21, they forgot God, their Savior. Unbelievable, isn't it? Which had done great things in Egypt. They forgot. You ever stop and say, I don't know why I just did that. But I'll tell you, one of the reasons why is because you forgot. You forgot. You forgot what God's done. You forgot God. I want to preach tonight on they remembered not. And Father, I pray that you will help us to remember how wonderful you are. I thank you for the last song. It's just a good song for this message. And thank you. Thank you for all the music. Help us to think about you, Lord, to remember you, to remember all that you've done. You're such a great God and so good to us. Speak to our hearts, Lord, please. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Verse 21 is really hard to believe. They forgot God, their Savior. Their Savior. They forgot Him. I mean, what did God do? Well, He delivered them from Egypt. Miraculously. It was unbelievable. There's no way slaves are going to leave Egypt like God's people left Egypt. There's no way that if they leave Egypt, that Pharaoh and his army is not going to just mow them all down. But Pharaoh and his army drowned in the Red Sea. And what a great thing. And all the things that God did and all the ways God provided. And the Bible says they ended up making a calf. And we know about that. They wouldn't enter into the promised land. They wouldn't go where God said to go. All these things took place. God did all these things for them. And the Bible says they forgot God, their Savior. They forgot Him. And we say, you know, preacher, I cannot believe that anyone would do such a thing. And yet the room is full of us who have done the same thing. Same thing. We're so excited when we got saved. So excited the first time God answered our prayer. So excited when we saw God working in our lives and changes taking place and how wonderful it was. And then somehow we forgot all that. In Revelation, it's called, they left their first love. Forgot. We do it just like they did it. That's what Psalm 106 is really all about. It's about how the people forgot God. They remembered not. Before we get too hard on them, you know, we need to kind of put ourselves in that place. The best thing for us is to remember. Understand, most of us, we're in a mess tonight, if we're in a mess, and having trouble tonight and having problems, because we forgot about God. I mean, you may be here and be not necessarily involved in iniquity and sin and all kinds of things, but you got yourself in a mess because you sort of forgot about asking God. I've gotten in messes like that before. You know, you went ahead and did something without praying. You went ahead and did something without asking Him. You went ahead and did something and you knew that it wasn't God's will, but, well, I want to do it, you know. And, boy, we get in a lot of trouble that way, and we just sort of forgot. I mean, well, you know, but I always ask God, except, well, that one time. You know, maybe it's a young person and oh, you know, I got this this girl or I got this guy and boy, you're just charging right along. And wait a minute, don't forget God. Don't forget God as your counselor. Don't forget God as your savior. Don't forget. Most of us, if we're in trouble tonight, it's because we forgot something about our relationship with God. God deserves to be remembered. How sad many times we don't remember him. I want to show you three things tonight, just three things. And really, who to remember is the first thing. Who do we remember? We need to remember. And again, we're talking about God here. You know, all of creation shouts God. All you have to, go outside at night and look at the stars and it's screaming at you, God. You just look around and everything says, God. You look at a human body and the miracle of the human body and it just shouts at you, God. It's amazing that we'd forget God. You watch the weather and you see the clouds gathering and you see the sun shining and you see the moon at night and all these different things. And everything is shouting, God. Now, I'm not talking about going out and hugging a tree. I'm talking about just everything around us shouts God. I mean, we come to a church and it just shouts God. We watch people get saved, and this week we've seen people saved. And I mean, that is shouting at us, hey, there's a God. You look out and see our buses. You look out and see the property. You look around and you see all that God's doing. You watch miracle after miracle, and it just keeps screaming in our faces, hey, there's a God. It's amazing how we go off and do our own thing when God is saying, hey, I'm here. Who to remember? God. Ecclesiastes 12:1 says, remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth. It's amazing how we'll take that and we get all excited about, oh, the kids need to hear about God. Yes, the children need to hear about God. We want our kids to be in Sunday school so they hear about God. We want them to go to Vacation Bible School so they can hear about God. And we want the kids to hear about, but understand that verse is not just saying in your youth, it's saying it's you need to remember thy creator in the days of thy youth so that you'll never forget him. Remember thy creator in the days of thy youth so you can grow up thinking about God. So that when you're a little child, you can think about God. And then when you become a bigger child, you can think about God. When you're a teenager, you think about God. And when you're an adult, you think about God. And just before you get married, you think about God. And all through your schooling, you think about God. And you're a middle-aged adult, and you think about God. And now you're about to die, and you think about God. We should always think about God. Not just kids. I'm amazed how we somehow think we outgrow thinking about God. We ought to have an adult Vacation Bible School, I'm convinced. I'm serious about that. It's like we need to remind everybody, hey, it's time we think a little bit about God here. Oh, we got all these things going on. And you have to understand, the devil does everything he can to get us to think about anything else. He's teaching people about evolution to get our minds off of God. We believe in the beginning God. In the beginning God. In the beginning God. In the beginning God. Kids used to grow up and heard that as a little child, but now they're not hearing that. Many of you did not hear that as you were growing up. It just was taken for granted. I mean, it's just in the beginning God. In the beginning God. And now our schools are saying, in the beginning protoplasm. Amoeba. Well, that'll thrill your soul, won't it? I'll tell you, that'll change your whole life. Oh, there was once an amoeba, and it became me. How ridiculous. But the devil knows what he's doing. And so evolution gets you believing in some kind of big bang or something else, and somehow life came from nothing, and then humanism wants you to believe in man. You know what amazes me about humanism is, don't we really know ourselves? You know, the Bible teaches that we're all sinners, and the Bible teaches that man gets worse and worse. Somehow, humanism deceives us into thinking we're something. But what's the whole purpose there? The whole purpose is to keep you from thinking about God. The whole idea is so that we won't think about God. And sad to say, many religions today are so far away from thinking about God. Far, far away. And yet God's saying, hey, me, remember me. Because if you don't remember me, you'll get yourself in trouble. You'll get in a mess like his people. Psalm 106, if you're starting to forget him, read over Psalm 106. If you find yourself making decisions without prayer, read over Psalm 106. If you find yourself making decisions without reading your Bible, read over Psalm 106. If you find yourself growing a little cold, read over Psalm 106. Because it's all about they remembered not. They forgot God. Number one, who to remember? God. Number two, what to remember about Him. What should we remember about God? First thing, His Word. Look at Luke 24, verse 8. Luke 24, 8. Remember His Word. And we talked this morning about God never forgets His promises. God always remembers His promises. He always remembers His Word. You and I need to remember His Word. Luke 24, verse 8, the Bible says, "And they remembered His words." They remembered the words that Jesus spoke to them. And by remembering His words, they understood the resurrection. They understood that Jesus had risen from the grave. They were able to understand because they remembered His word. Let me tell you this. We would understand more if we remembered His word. We would understand a whole lot more. We would understand what's going on in our society. And like so many Christians that embarrass me, they're wringing their fingers and they're nervous about what's going on. We would just say, God already told us that. Hello? I'm amazed some of the things I read from Christians about how they're so afraid about what's going on. There's nothing to be afraid of as a Christian. I mean, we should be concerned. We need to vote right. Some of you should have voted right. Instead of looking at your wallet and thinking about that. But I'm just saying, come on, folks. If we just would remember His Word, we'd understand. You know, I read the paper and I get frustrated sometimes. But honestly, it all makes sense. It all ties right into Scripture. His Word. You need to remember His Word. We would avoid so much trouble. Look at Hosea 4. I hope you have your Bibles because we're going to be in a few places. Hosea 4. I'll tell you what page in a minute for some of you that are struggling. Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6. 1,392 in your super giant print, if you can't hardly see, Bible. Hosea 4, 6, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." But wait a minute. "Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten." Wait a minute. What's it say? They're destroyed for lack of knowledge. But it's not that they didn't have the knowledge. They forgot. "Thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children." Well, see, it's not that they didn't learn it. It's not that they didn't have it. They just forgot. Yeah. It is always good to take everything that's going on and look at it in the light of the Scripture, the Word of God. Look at it and analyze it, study it. Hey, I know the Word of God. I know the Word of God. And so I need to look at everything in light of the Word of God. It helps you understand. By the way, the Word of God, it's the law. And it tells us so that we can know for sure how to live. Nobody has to walk around scratching their head. Well, I don't know how to live. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I don't know what God wants out of me. Nobody should have to say that. I'm amazed how many people of many different kinds of religions who don't believe in reading their Bible, and nobody wants them to read their Bible. You'll ask them, say, "Do you know how to get to heaven?" They'll look at you like, "Well, can you know?" Man, you got a Bible. You have the Word of God. There is nothing that we should have to wonder about, but what we can't find out, what we need to know, right out of the book. But we need to remember His Word. We need to remember His Word because it tells us how to live. It tells us what to do. "Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." It is impossible for us to get lost if we remember His Word. It's a road map. It's a life map. Read it, listen to it, study it, memorize it. People would listen in church and Sunday school and pay attention as if, you know, I got to find out how to get where I'm going. Well, we pay attention to our little box thing. What's that thing called, that GPS thing? Brother Chase did one of those one time. I think we were going to pastor school, and it spoke female, it spoke male, it spoke deep voice, it spoke English, I think it spoke Spanish. I mean, it did all kinds of things telling us how to get where we're going. You know what I'm talking about, a Tom Tom or a Bill Bill or a Barney Barney or a Poindexter Point, I don't know, something like that. I don't like those things. They make me nervous. But anyway, I don't like people telling me what to do. My wife would have me put it on the woman's voice so I'd get used to that, and I wouldn't like that. You don't have to be confused. You don't have to be worried about what's happening. Remember His Word. It is His Word. Look at John 5:39. I got a feeling I'm in trouble all of a sudden. I'll probably go out and visit that dog. John 5 and verse 39. Yeah, she says, yeah, you're in the dog house. John 5, I love this verse. Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. You know why you're not thinking about Jesus? You're not thinking about His Word. You know why you're not, you know, I mean, so many times the answer is Jesus to whatever your question is. But we're not thinking on His Word. Remember His Word. That's why we should memorize His Word. Read it, listen, study it, and remember His Word. Then we need to not only remember His Word, remember His works. 1 Chronicles 16:12. And this is certainly the problem in Psalm 106, and I'm keeping my place there. We will go back to it. 1 Chronicles 16 and verse 12. Happened over and over again. And you would think we would learn from this. Amen? I mean, it seems like we would learn by reading our Bible and reading what God's people have done in the past, reading how God's people failed. 1 Chronicles 16 and verse 2. And the Bible says, and when David had made an end of offering the burnt offerings and the peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord, and he dealt to every one of Israel, both man and woman, to every... That's not the verse I'm looking for. What did I say? Oh, I'm in two. All right. Remember His marvelous works that He hath done, His wonders and the judgments of His mouth. We just had some ladies sing about that, didn't we? Amen. Amen. God knows what He's doing. His works. Remember those marvelous works. Remember those wonders. Remember what He's done. Psalm 111. Psalm 111. And verse 4. Says, He hath made Him wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He hath made His wonderful work. Why did God do what He did? So you'd remember it. Write that down. Circle that thing. He hath made His wonderful works to be remembered. So you'd remember. So I would remember. God did a great thing. God did a blessing. God gave you an answer to prayer. God did it in a miraculous way. It was big. Why? So you'd remember. Psalm 106, verse 13. They soon forgot His works. Soon they forgot. Oh, remember His works. By the way, His most important work in my life is when He saved me. Amen. Should be the most important work in your life too. Psalm 106 is all about how God delivered them, but they forgot. They forgot. I mean, they were slaves. God freed them. I was a slave. God freed me. Amen. Verse 7 of Psalm 106, our fathers understood not thy wonders in Egypt. They remembered not the multitude of thy mercies, but provoked Him at the sea, even at the Red Sea. Nevertheless, He saved them for His name's sake. That nevertheless is a powerful word right there. Nevertheless, Look what they did. They remembered not the multitude of his mercies. They provoked him at the sea, even at the Red Sea. How'd they provoke him?
I don't know if we're going to make it or not. I don't know if we ought to go in or not. We're all going to die.
Hello. Nevertheless, isn't that good? Nevertheless, in spite of their fear, nevertheless, in spite of their griping, nevertheless, in spite of their carnality, he saved them. Nevertheless, in spite of me, he saved me. Glory to God. Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power to be known. He rebuked the Red Sea also, and it was dried up. So he led them through the depths as through the wilderness, and he saved them from the hand of him that hated them and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy, and the waters covered their enemies. There was not one of them left. I mean, you're one of the children of Israel, and you're standing by the bank of the Red Sea, and there's Egyptians floating all over the place, dead. And there's their chariots are floating. And you look at that, and God says, remember that. Keep that in your mind. You know, I talk about my salvation a lot. I talk about how I got saved. I talk about it. My wife and I were on our, we went and visited the place where we met. And on that path, I told her about driving. And we talked about the different paths I took to go visit her and the night that I got saved. And I relived all of that in my heart and in my mind. That night when I was wrestling with God and I knew I needed to get saved, and I pulled over, I was weeping, and pulled over several times and stopped along the interstate and prayed and didn't get saved then. But I'm telling you, you need to go over that. Go over it and over it and over it in your mind. Because we forget. Ezekiel, look at it. Ezekiel 16. Ezekiel 16. And verse 22. You'd think that we'd remember that forever. Ezekiel 16, 22. And in all thine abominations and thy whoredoms, thou hast not remembered the days of thy youth, when thou wast naked and bare and was polluted in thy blood. How do you forget that? Oh, I'll tell you how they forgot that. They forgot it because of their abominations and their whoredoms. And they forgot about how you were when God found you. That's how. It's always a problem. Isaiah 51. Isaiah 51. Always a problem. Verse 1, hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness. Wouldn't that be Christians? Hearken to me. That means listen. That means pay attention. Ye that follow after righteousness. Ye that seek the Lord. Look unto the rock whence ye are hewn, and to the hole of the pit whence ye are digged. You say, I got a problem. I don't know what to do. Okay, go back. Look back to what God did. Look back to that rock that you were hewn out of. Look back to that hole of a pit where God pulled you up out of there. Look back. Hey, it's the same God, the one that saved you. We just kind of forget where we came from. Huh? Remember when you tried other things, but only Jesus could help you? You tried all kinds of things. You tried all kinds of methods and all kinds of religions and all kinds of things. If you just would remember back, you would certainly, easily remember Him. Amen. Amen. Exodus 13:3. I'm trying to hurry. It's just pretty good stuff. Exodus 13 and verse 3. It says, Moses said unto the people, remember this day in which ye came out from Egypt, out of the house of bondage. For by strength of hand the Lord brought you out from this place. There shall no leavened bread be eaten. Huh? God said, here, every time you eat your bread, this will help you remember. Huh? Yeah. Remember this day. Remember what I did for you. Remember. Judges 8:34. Judges 8, 34. Hope you're writing these down. I'm going fast. Judges 8, 34. And the children of Israel remembered not the Lord their God, who had delivered them out of the hands of all their enemies on every side. Yeah, somehow they ate that unleavened bread and they just sort of forgot all about it. That's kind of the way we are. God gave them a whole feast to remember. It's called the Passover. Okay, when you celebrate this feast, I want you to remember my works that I did for you. We have the Lord's Supper. It is not strange that in the Lord's Supper, Jesus said, "This do in remembrance of me." I remember the first time I started thinking about the Lord's Supper when I was studying to be a pastor and learning about all that. And I remember thinking, it's so interesting that God has to tell us to remember Him. Seems like we would, doesn't it? But He has to tell us, "This do in remembrance of me." Remember the day you got saved? Bible says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." That's why we have testimony time. Make much of it. You know, the next time you get together with a bunch of Christians, don't just talk about sports. Don't just talk about women things. Oh, there's a sale at Kohl's. I mean, it's okay to talk about some of those things. But talk about Jesus. Talk about what He's done. Make a big deal out of your salvation. You know what's sad? So many of you, everybody knows how Pastor Ryan, yeah, I'm getting tired of hearing it. You might be, but I don't want to be. That's why I keep telling it. But it's sad you don't know how others got saved. Because you know what's on sale at Kohl's. You know a certain recipe. You know that baseball player, he's batting this average. You know all that. How about next time you get together, talk about how each other got saved. Find out. So somebody can tell it again and again and make a big deal out of it. Remember how excited you were when you got saved? Everything was new. All the changes. I mean, I remember it as if it were yesterday only because I keep remembering it on purpose because I just don't want to forget. Because if I think about my salvation, I'm going to think about Him. That's the greatest work He's done in my life. Amen. Is my salvation. Well, what about since then? Has He done anything for you? Well, He think about the Jews. I mean, what did He do for them? Well, He parted the Red Sea for them. Wiped out the Egyptians. He gave them water out of a rock. Can you imagine if they had cell phones with cameras back then? Boy, there'd be a lot of action, wouldn't there? Wow, look at that, click. Only with mine it would go, does mine quack like a duck still? I don't think it does. I think it's a rooster now. So kids always mess with my phone, and for some reason now, Michaela, I think you did that, didn't you? I'm not sure, but anyway, so I don't take pictures because it's very embarrassing. I mean, can you imagine? Here's the pastor of the church. Wah! Anyway, but if you could just imagine the water coming out of the rock and the rock followed them, that just is amazing to me. You'd have to set your phone on video to watch that thing, amen? And then he fed them manna and fed them quail miraculously. I mean, honestly, you think about God's works and it ought to get you excited. You think about all God's done. I mean, honestly, I don't do things for people so that I can hear about it, but I do like to hear about it. Stay with me now. Don't get nervous. Oh, He wants us to clap. He doesn't want you to clap. I'm just saying this. I don't do it for that reason, but I like that. I like that. Amen. Hello. Well, we did something for somebody today, and they turned around and did the same thing for us. I like that. I think that's exciting. I think I got the worst end of the deal. But no, listen. I don't do it because I want to hear about it, but I like to hear about it. Why? Because they remember. And if they remember it, they'll remember me. And you know what? God does so many things for us. If we'll remember the thing, we'll remember Him. His works. So I talk about it as the monitor slowed down and the beep, beep, beep. And I remember those arms coming around me when it was my dad, when it was another person that I loved, I said, don't forget those things. Don't forget his work of comfort in your life. Because when you think about that work, you'll think about him. I think about his work as a guide in my life. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And I think about how God has led me all the way. And I think of times when there was a fork in the road and I said, God, I don't know which way to go and I'm not sure. And he said, just take a step, take a step, take a step. I'll make sure you go where you're supposed to go. Listen, you remember those things. You young people going to Bible college, you need to make sure you keep track of everything God does so you don't forget him. So you don't forget him. Job 36:24. Job 36:24. Boy, here's a good verse. Actually, they're all good. Notice what it says, Job 36:24. Remember that thou magnify his work, which men behold. How can I remember all his work? Talk about it. There's another thing to talk about. Huh? Oh, you know, such and such. Boy, they hit 40 home runs already. Isn't that something? Yeah, who cares? Amen. Oh, you know, Detroit, this year's the year. They might win a couple. It's okay. But listen to me. How about our men's prayer time? We just have a good time. I love testimony time. You know, well, the Lord did this, the Lord did that. We hear about miracles every week. Wednesday nights, we hear about miracles. We'll have a little time of testimonies. That's what he says. Remember that thou magnify his work. Talk about it. Magnify it. How great his work is. What do we remember about him? Remember number one, his word. Remember number two, his works. Number three, his ways. And I'm not spending a lot of time on this, but remember his ways. Remember how he is. He loves. Oh, does he love? Nobody can love like God loves. He loves. He sent his son to die on the cross for us. He's holy. Don't forget his ways. We do forget. I'm amazed how many people have compromised in one way or another. They forgot his ways. Oh, they remember his love. Actually, they've made it instead of L-O-V-E, they've made it L-U-V. Love. And they really cheapened it. Because remember, he's holy. Or remember his mercy. But remember his wrath. Yeah. Remember his chastening. His ways. He is God. He is God. Yeah, don't forget. Remember all his ways. And the last thing that I want you to see tonight is when to remember him. Who to remember? God. What to remember? Remember his word. Remember his works. Remember his ways. Number three, when to remember him. Now, if you walk with God, you're not going to forget him because you're with him. It'd be hard for me to forget my wife as we're walking together all the time. Hello? If I walk with him, I don't forget him, but there's specifically some times to remember him. Psalm 119, verse 55, and I only have four of these, and it will go quickly. Psalm 119:55. It says, I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law. First time to remember him is in sorrow. Night in the Bible often is sorrow. Night in the Bible often is times of difficulty and trials, tribulation, tears. Psalmist says, I've remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night. Why? Because I needed your name in the night. I needed God in the trial. I needed God in the valley. Oh, listen, in sorrow, remember God. Don't forget. Don't go the other directions. Don't go the way of the world. Remember him. You're going through a tough time, and many are in this room right now. There's sorrow. There's tears. Listen to me. Remember God. Remember God. Remember he's been there. Amen. He was tempted in all points, such as we are, yet without sin. He's had it all. He's had every kind of discouragement thrown at him. Every dart of demons that has ever been made, Jesus had it tossed at him. Don't forget him. If you're in sorrow today, how many people are out of church tonight because they went through a trial and they forgot God? Remember him in sorrow. Secondly, remember him in strife. Psalm 106. Back to our text chapter, Psalm 106. And the waters covered their enemies. There was not one of them left. That's how God deals with strife. Amen. Oh, listen, you're in strife today and there's a battle going on and you know that you're maybe surrounded and you're in trouble. But hey, listen to me. That's how God deals with our enemies. Amen. Remember David going out against Goliath. I think about it a lot of times when it doesn't look good in strife. Remember Daniel being thrown in the lion's den. Well, they're going to kill him. They are going to kill him. They're going to eat him for supper. But they didn't. Remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They're going to burn up. There's no question about it. They're all going to die in the fiery furnace. But they didn't. They didn't even smell like smoke. Remember, we are more than conquerors. Remember, greater is he that is in me. Look at Isaiah 54:17. I'm trying to help you remember. Some of you in a battle. Hey, listen to me. He is able to take care of your enemy. He is able to give you the victory. Isaiah 54:17. No weapon, no weapon, no weapon, no weapon, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Not one. No weapon. Not a sword. Not a tongue. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Remember him. Oh, you know what? What we want to do is we want to compromise and sort of lean toward the other side. No, you just take your stand for right. And get in the battle, fight the battle, put on the whole armor of God. But whatever you do, don't forget headquarters. Because if you forget headquarters, you're going to lose. Amen. Remember him in sorrow. Remember him in strife. Thirdly, remember him in sickness. Psalm 103 and verse 3, it says, who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Watch this. Who healeth all thy diseases? Now, the charismatics want you to think that that means you're never going to be sick again. You're not anybody, nobody's ever going to get sick. Nobody's ever going to have cancer, nothing like that. That they are so wrong in that. Good example of that was Paul himself, who had some thorn in the flesh. God didn't choose to heal him of it. He says he left Trophimus at Miletus sick. Oh, he must have been wicked. He was sick. No, we do get sick. But you know what God does promise here? He says, you will be healed. Who healeth all thy diseases? That's in the Bible. That's true. What are you talking about? Let me give you an illustration. My wife last week went to a funeral of a dear friend of ours named Ella, and she was diagnosed with cancer. She's healed. She is. She has no cancer now. She's running on streets of gold. Many of you have had others healed. You say, well, that's a cop-out. Are you kidding? I'm going to be healed of glaucoma one of these days. I'm going to be healed of old age one of these days. So are you. Larry, I'm not sure about it. No. Larry's going to be able to throw a football with his left hand. Could you before? No. Then you probably won't. Can you throw one with your right? No. But yeah. Isn't it? I mean, it's so wonderful to know that no matter what happens, we're going to be healed. It's so good when I pray, God, I would like you to heal me now of this. But if not, I know I'm going to be healed. I know that the pain is going to be gone someday. I know that the problem is going to be gone someday. Listen, remember him in sorrow. Remember him in strife. Remember him in sickness. And then the last thing, remember him. Oh, so desperately remember him in sin. Do not forget. Satan especially wants you to forget. Three things and I'm done. Yeah, they're three kind of long, not that long. First of all, before sin. Hosea 13, verse 6. Back to Hosea. Hosea 13, verse 6. Do not forget. Hosea 13 and verse 6. Page 1400. Hosea 13:6, according to their pastures, so were they filled. They were filled, and their heart was exalted. Therefore, have they forgotten me? Isn't that amazing? We forget Him when we're full. Isn't that true, though? Isn't that true when everything's going good? I'll tell you what, everything's great. Man, the money's coming in and health is good. Kids are making good grades. I'll tell you what, everything's wonderful. And all of a sudden, we've forgotten all about Him. They forgot Him when they were full. Wait a minute. We need to remember who filled us. We need to remember why there's that prosperity. You know, folks with jobs today, when's the last time you thank God for your job? There are many who don't have jobs. We pray, our men's group, and I know many individuals, we pray for people's jobs. God, give our people good jobs. Give them overtime. They'll give you the glory, God. And then I stop and think, well, I hope they do. Because you should. Yeah, they forgot God when they were full, but guess what? They forgot God when they were famished, too. I got to show you the verse. Numbers 11:5. It always amazes me every time I see this verse. Numbers 11:5. Notice, while they're forgetting God, what they did remember. My guts are growling. We need some flesh. Verse 5. We remember the fish, which we did eat in Egypt freely. Freely. Boy, they have really forgotten some stuff, haven't they? But they're hungry for that fish. What else? The cucumbers. I don't know why anybody would even care. And the melons, and the leeks, and the onions, and the garlic. All we have is this manna. All we have is food baked in heaven and miraculously given to us. I want some fish. I need a cucumber and a melon and some onions. Isn't it amazing? We forget God when we're full and we forget Him when we're famished. Amazing. But that's us. Yeah. You got it good, you forgot Him. Job's good, you forgot Him. Got overtime, forgot Him. Starving, forget Him. I think they sort of forgot something about when they were famished or when they were eating those fish and the leeks and the melons and the garlics and the onions. They forgot they were slaves. James 1:14 says, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. That's why we need to stay close to God. Because I'm going to tell you, you forget God when sin, which is appealing to your lust, it starts pulling on you. And that's when we forget about God. Hosea 2:13, back to Hosea. You should know where it is now. Hosea 2:1390, and verse 13, and I will visit upon her the days of Balaam, wherein she burned incense to them, and she decked herself with her earrings and her jewels. Watch this. And she went after her lovers and forgot me, saith the Lord. Before you sin, you understand that's the direction Satan's taken you. Before you give in to your lust, whether it's because you're hungry or whether it's because you're full, you remember, that's how it goes right there. She went after her lovers and forgot me, saith the Lord. Remember it before sin. Remember it during sin. How about Jonah? Look at Jonah 2, verse 7. Just a good verse with the word remember in it. Jonah 2, verse 7. I'll tell you what page here in just a second. 1420. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord. Where was he? Oh, he was in the belly of the whale with seaweed all around him and whale puke. Well, I don't know if it was puke yet. Stomach contents. How's that? Yeah. That's kind of what sin is. You know, it stinks like that. You say, I'm already a mess. My life's already a... Remember, God. You know, Jonah, as you read this, he remembered God. He knew God loved him. I don't care how deep you go. He went all the way to the bottom of the ocean, of the sea. Huh? You know, it doesn't matter how deep you go tonight. It doesn't matter how far you are. Just remember God. Stop in your sin and remember God. And then the last thing is after sin. Oh, listen. Some have already paid a serious price. But Luke 22, verse 66, or 61, Luke 22, 61. Remember him in sin, before sin, during sin, and then last, after sin. Luke 22, 61. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter, and Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said unto him, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. But Peter got right with God. Well, I understand. You say, boy, Peter, he probably thought he really had a good time. Yeah, he probably thought he did while he was doing it, but he found out later it wasn't such a good time. We all do find that out. But isn't it wonderful that he could go back and get right with God? Psalm 137, one of my favorite passages. When I start to feel like maybe I'm getting away from the Lord, it reminds me so much, Psalm 137, of what I'm going to miss out on. It should remind all of us of what we could miss out on. Psalm 137, verse 1, by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. Why were they in Babylon? Well, because of the captivity, because of their sin. But that when they remembered what it was. I wonder how many folks all over this city remember sitting here. They remember altar calls where they came. They remember bus routes where they were the runner to pick up the kids. They remember the shepherd's ministry. They remember soul winning with this church. They remember a Sunday school class. They remember all those things. But their life is such a mess today because somewhere along the line they forgot. But you know, thank God you can remember. And maybe that's you tonight. Maybe you feel like that one by the river of Babylon. Hey, remember Zion. Remember what God has and what God has done for you and what He will do again. One more verse and we're done. Lamentations chapter 3. Lamentations. Some of you, I don't even hear pages turning. You're waiting on me to tell you, right? Lamentations, right after Jeremiah. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 17. Powerful, powerful passage. Page 1266. And thou hast removed my soul far off from peace. You feel like that tonight, maybe? You've gotten away from God. You went to youth conference. You went to youth camp. You made some decisions. And now you could identify here, thou hast removed my soul far off from peace. Look what it says. I forgot prosperity. You forgot God doing anything. You forgot all about that. You forgot what God has done. And I said, my strength and my hope has perished from the Lord. Remembering mine affliction, my misery, the wormwood and the gall. My soul hath them still in remembrance and is humbled in me. This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. Wait a minute. And then everything changes. Are you listening? That sounds pretty bad, doesn't it? I mean, we're talking misery, wormwood, gall. That's the life of the backslider. That is the life of the sinner. But look what he says. My soul hath him still in remembrance and is humbled in me. And then everything changes in verse 22. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. It's a new day. It's a new day, prodigal. It's a new day. Get on an old-fashioned altar. It's a new day. It's a new day. Remember God. Remember Him. Okay, you've sinned. You've done wrong. It's a new day. God's compassions fail not. And God will take you in, just like He always does. Don't forget Him. Don't forget Him. Don't forget Him before sin. Don't forget Him during sin. Don't forget Him after sin. Remember. Remember the Lord. Let's all bow our heads, please. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. I wonder if there's someone out there that'd say, "Preacher, I've never even asked Jesus into my heart. I'm not sure I'm saved. Please pray for me. I do not know whether I'm going to heaven. I'm not sure about it. Please pray for me." Would you raise your hand if that's you? "I do not know if I'm saved." Anyone? Slip up your hand and say, "Pray for me. I'm not sure. I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not going to come get you. I'm not going to come." Nobody will. Nobody will bother you. But I would like to pray for you. Anyone at all, pray for me. I'm not sure if I'm saved. How many Christians would say, "Preacher, God's spoken to my heart as a Christian. Please pray for me." Would you raise your hand all over? Slip it up. Father, thank you so much for the Word of God. Thank you for Psalm 106. God, help me not to forget you. Your word, your works, your ways. Lord, help it to be a prevention against sin in my life. Help me to remember you. All that you've done, you've been so good to me. Help us to make decisions tonight that will bring honor and glory to you. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all stand.